You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And finally, speaking of indulgence, this is the time of year that holiday-themed movies, even ones you've seen dozens of times before, can feel like they're on an endless loop on TV. For author Erin Mallory Long, The Muppet Christmas Carol is one story she watched, indulged in, maybe was obsessed with, time and again. I'll let Long explain.
My brother and I would watch it. We watched it over and over and over. We would probably even watch it twice in one day. So it's one of those things that I knew so well. But it makes it so I can't look at Michael Caine without thinking that he's Ebenezer Scrooge. And I want, like, Rizzo the Rat to just be, like, sitting around just narrating everything for me. It affects your life in ways that you can't even really comprehend at the time. Bob Cratchit is Kermit the Frog in my mind. It's a story that obviously is human-based, and just because this is my introduction to it, I have blinders on to everything else. My first relationships in high school were completely based around the idea that I was Joey Potter from Dawson's Creek, and I found myself getting into a fight with my boyfriend at the time, and I was like, no, see, I'm Joey, and you're Pacey, and he didn't watch the show and didn't understand what correlation I was making or how our relationship could possibly be like this teen drama. So it gets me in trouble a lot. If I try to quote The Simpsons or Friends and like someone doesn't get the joke or get the reference, I get confused. Like, oh, you haven't watched this 47,000 times? Like, let me explain to you. Because in my head, I'm doing such a good job at conveying the joke and doing an impression that you should be able to read that I'm doing Chandler, you know? So it's kind of like, it's sort of, I think it's the biggest drawback on my friendships, honestly. I definitely only love or hate things, you know? The movie Crash winning Best Picture, and I'm like livid for 10 years about it. Ross and Rachel on Friends being on a break, like, ruined everyone's lives. You know, some people spend money on designer shoes, and I spend money, like, searching Etsy for, like, a Simpsons toy from 1989. I saw Lisa Kudrow. She was on a show I was working on. I luckily didn't have to interact with her directly, but I saw her walk past a doorway, and I just stared at her like a psycho. And I did the same thing to Tina Fey. I saw her once and we locked eyes and she looked at me and I looked at her and she smiled and I died inside. I think for the most part I want them to stay as their characters and as who they are in my mind. My goal is always to get to the point where something that I love is ingrained in me and I know everything about it.